Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's September 14th, the year 2021. The Yankees will kick off a three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore, Camden Yards. They're playing one game today, another tomorrow, and then another after that. That's what a three-game series looks like. How could you have not known? My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. Zach is in the corner, and the Sanger, creator of the intro song, is in office.
Shout out to Simon Paris.
Simon Paris. And he brought treats for us.
Attaboy.
And he brought us this sweet brownie cookie sandwich.
No.
And what it is.
He's so excited right now.
What it is. This.
Wow. Show the other side. There it is. That's brownie with a cookie in it.
Yeah.
You surround that with ice cream and you've got like a nice dessert at a restaurant, basically.
Diabetes.
James, Zach, Marty out of energy. Tried to do the high earning show. Don't got it.
I did all of it.
Before the show is all me. No, man. We're playing the Orioles. Garrett Cole is back.
Fact.
The three-game set that you laid out.
Confirmed.
For us. A perfect guess the lineup today.
Truth.
It's a good lineup.
Bet.
Never been a bet guy. You never been a bet guy. DJ.
Word.
Judge.
We guess the lineup. If you listened to the episode earlier today,
you don't need to hear it again.
We said, hey, Yankees, play the wild card lineup. And we didn't think they would.
We weren't sure they would.
But they,
because we don't trust them.
Yeah.
We wish we could trust them.
But they did.
But they did.
If they make the wild card game, this is most likely the lineup you're looking at. DJ LeMahieu at third, Judge in center field, Rizzo at first, Stanton left. Not Stanton left if it's at the
Depends where it is.
Depends where it is, yeah. But Yankee not Yankee Stadium. He'd be in right and Gallo would be in left. Voit DHing, Gallo, right field, Gleyber at second, Gio at short, Higgy catching, and Cole on the mound. And I need the Yankees to sweep this series.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise it's still kind of like a. And I need them to win this game by six runs or more.
Because
If this lineup with Cole on the mound, the wild card lineup, can't beat Alexander Wells and the Baltimore Orioles,
right,
then I now don't have faith in the wild card.
Right.
If the wild card lineup and Garrett Cole cannot beat Alexander Wells and the Baltimore Orioles, then I have no confidence in the wild card game. And right now I have a lot of confidence in Garrett Cole in the wild card game. So if they don't beat this team with the wild card lineup handedly, what's it even about?
It's a great point by you. It's a great point by you. Garrett Cole against the Orioles. And yeah, man, this lineup has to do it. Like sometimes we talk about being brainwashed a little bit by, some of the stuff the Yankees do. The Orioles are the worst pitching staff in baseball. They are 30th in ERA for their starters. They are 30th in ERA for their relievers. It's not even like, well, if they survive the six innings they got. No! No, the Yankees should dominate this game. Alexander Wells, Aussie, he's on the bump for them. Last time we saw him, Jim, 2.1 innings, six earned. Kind of got to do that again.
Who got him?
Kind of got to do that again. Who got Alexander Wells is the question by Jimmy. Let's see. Gleyber Torres had a double. DJ had a double. Gary had a double. No home run. So, that bet we've been bragging about all day feels silly right now. But yeah, 2.1 innings pitch, six earned, two strikeouts. That was a Luis Gil game. Gil to Ridings to Kerner. The good times. Win this game. Win this game.
That was that game.
That was that game.
That game is one of the fonder games of the season.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, this is 13-1. This was one of their 15 blowout victories this year.
Yeah, that game.
Maybe their biggest blowout victory of the year.
That game, I think, is one of the fonder games this season. Three kids making their debut only because of COVID, and they just absolutely dominated, and then the offense went off.
13-1, it looks like they won a game. 12-1, that's not as many. They won a 10-0 game. So, no, this is a replay of the Yankees' biggest and best victory of the year, except Gerrit Cole, their ace, is on the mound.
I have my, like, what to watch for. I said it already, and it's not really what to watch for. The Yankees can't get blanked run-wise the first time through.
Yeah.
Because if this is the lineup and the pitcher that you're going to play in the wild card against the Red Sox or the Blue Jays or Oakland, you have to beat the Orioles handedly.
Yeah.
So first time through, they better have a lot of runners and a good amount of runs. That's my honest opinion.
I think where I'm going to go, and I was tough on him last episode, Gio Urshela. You don't see a lot of guys stumble into the starting shortstop role by default for what could be a playoff team on September 14th of the season. Whatever Gio does, he's got to be clean. Gio has to be clean today defensively. His offense for the year has essentially been thrown out the window. Anything from Gio offensively is a bonus. You are the shortstop. You need to make plays on defense. Gio needs to make all of his plays today.
So you're watching Gio at short?
Yeah.
More so than Gleyber at second?
Yes.
It's fair. Harder position.
It's hard.
If he's very good at shortstop, do you think they trade him? Because now his worth is crazy. That's a conversation for another time, Jake.
Yeah. It's not a
conversation for right now.
His job the rest of the year is to field balls at shortstop. So I need him to do that.
Okay. Pitching path to victory?
What are we expecting from Gerrit today? Six?
Yeah.
If there's a blowout, let's say it is 9-0, and they pull him five innings, 80 pitches, are we okay with that? Like they're trying to save some Gerrit Cole bullets? But do they even have a long man?
Depends on the score.
And 9-0 in my example I gave you.
They have long men today.
Okay.
If he goes six and it's 8-0, 9-0, I think Kinger finishes it out.
Sal Romano.
Sal Romano's back. Yeah. So he'll be in a tie game again.
So he'll be used and then
defense. Litke's got a lot of bullets in him.
Cole to King, bada bing, bada boom, you know?
Yeah, Nat Cole King.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. I think we tied yesterday.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really know, huh? Yeah, we did. Really I got Gallo, you got Judge.
Who would you rather have?
Huh?
Okay.
I mean, we both got one.
Thack, who goes first? First person to go is Jimmy.
It's me.
It's me.
First guy to go is me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went first last time.
Yeah.
You took Judge.
I thought you took Stanton first.
And quick note, we have a bit of a broken Homer draft sheet right now. But I tried to clean it up and get our scores as accurate as possible. So this is the most updated score that we have right now.
I'm winning, right?
Yes.
Only by 10?
I gave you April. So with that in mind, that sucks.
Take the month that you did good, and I gave you that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's how the game's played.
I'm the Yankees. You're the Rays.
No.
Yep.
I'm taking Judge.
People are saying it's a good pick. That's a good pick, Jim.
I think Judge knows it's a statement game. A lot of people don't know it's a statement game.
Yeah.
But I think Judge knows it's a statement game.
Yeah. Okay. Three games set, right?
They need a win by five or no one celebrate this.
They'll play three games in Baltimore.
Like, if they win on a walk-off, ugh.
Mm.
I'm over that.
I'm going to go with Luke Voit with my first pick.
Interesting.
He's DHing. You know, even if this game were to get ugly late, I think they give Luke Voit all of his at-bats because he's DHing. So I get maybe a sneaky late second homer out of him.
I like the Voit pick. He might not play again because they're...
Right. And I'll go Stan.
Good pick.
Hit the ball far.
I'm taking Glaber with my second pick.
I thought about it. It's a good pick.
Thank you, Jake.
It's a good pick. I thought about it.
Have you seen the numbers when he plays second base at Camden Yards?
What are they?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I was asking you if you saw them. Zach, have you seen them?
No.
It's three of us haven't seen them.
What was that noise, Zach, for those just listening audio only?
I was thinking it was Jimmy eating the brownie cookie.
I already finished that.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Wow. You did?
Well, you were talking, so I figured I'd just eat the whole thing while you were talking.
Did eat the whole thing. You're an all or nothing guy. Not a gray area.
Yeah, I don't take sips. Little known fact about me. It's just not in me. I don't know why. It's never.
You're not a middle area guy.
It's not a conscious decision, but I take mouthfuls or I don't. Put my lips to the glass.
Right.
He's going.
Some people take sips.
He's leaving. He's leaving. Get in there. Both of you get in the box. Gently kiss on the lips. On the lips.
I also haven't seen the Glaber numbers.
Who the hell is that? Weird app for the audio only, guys. Zach, what was that noise for the audio only crew? Because Jimmy said his brownie's gone.
Yeah.
The brownie came back up.
No.
And he had to.
Might have.
Yeah.
What do you think the over-under is today? You know this because you're a sports gambler now.
Yeah, and I bet on it. And I love my bet.
But now you love your bet.
Not really.
It's a statement game for the Yanks.
When I placed my wager, the over-under was 9. Is it still 9, Zach?
I saw 9.5. But I'll put that up for now.
All right,
I'll do a double check right now, just because we're close.
I'm gonna take
hedge.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the under here. I like the under. I like the Yankees winning 7-0.
But now you know it's a statement game,
dude. They don't win by more than 5 runs.
They scored 13 against this team last time.
They don't win by more than 5 runs.
Except the best game of the year that they're replicating today.
So, I mean, I bet the over on DraftKings
right.
because I fat-thumbed it.
I'm still seeing 9.5.
And I can't get out of that because
so that means the numbers are going in your favor, dude. They moved the lineup. That's how good your bet is.
Yeah. I just need them to hit a homer off of Wells and win the game. I put money on that. Do you think that'll happen, Zach?
Yeah. Thank you. I think so.
With confidence. Appreciate that. Jake, what are you taking?
I'm going over with you. I'm riding the over.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they still have it as that, but my bet is still 9. Let's see. What did the first Twins-Indians game end up as? Anyone know that? I was going to put a lot of money on the under, and then I got scared. I was so confident that that game was going to go under that I was going to put all of my bankroll that's in the app on it. And then I got so scared. And that's I'm an all or nothing guy. I wasn't going to put a little bit on it.
It's 1-1 in the sixth.
Damn it. Dude, it was a stupid over under, too. And I was like, the Twins just flew to New York, then flew home.
Yeah.
They're not putting up runs.
Zero runs.
Cleveland's offense sucks. They're not putting up runs. I wanted to put all my money in DraftKings on the under in that game. And it was a day game.
Day game.
And it was only 7 innings. So the line was like 6.5. So that was what scared me. But I was like, that game's going under. So we're both going over.
Over. You went under here. Are you on the over here?
No, I still like the under more.
So you're going under here over
dude,
with
the
money.
It's 9.5 on DraftKings now, so it did change there. Because I don't think the Yankees. I think Cole shuts them down.
Right.
I think the over under for the Orioles is 1.5.
Yeah. And that odds would like favor the under.
Yeah. So the Yankees just don't. So if the Yankees win 8-1, that's the under.
It's a big number today. They saw what the Blue Jays did.
Right, that's right. Yeah. That's kind of the statement of it all. You saw what the Blue Jays just did to this team. If you get shut down, you're embarrassed. That's embarrassing, especially when you're rolling out the A lineup. So they got to hit the over, but I'll go under on here. They just don't win by big.
Going over.
They don't win by big. These guys don't win by big.
These guys don't win by big.
Never have. Do you have a premonition?
Premonition. I mean, I told you I loved your Glaber pick.
Thanks.
Told you that, right?
You did tell me that, yeah. Or I think you said that you thought I was going to do that.
Told you I liked the pick. Golly gee. Joey Gallo has a good game.
Premo?
That's my premonition.
I wanted to take him in the homer draft.
That's the
but
thing.
But it's lefty-lefty.
I think he could homer, but it's not predicated on that. Like, I think there's a couple nice plays defensively. Maybe he gets on base, like, 3 times or something. Like, you can't walk away from this game and say Joey Gallo had a bad game.
I just had an honest-to-God premonition.
Okay.
Dude, I was picturing. Let me unravel my head for you. I was going to take Gallo, but then I didn't like that it was versus a lefty. And I thought he could have a good game, but not. I'll save him for later because he's kind of been hitting well lately. Then I was going to go Rizzo, and I was like, also a lefty. Then I remembered how short the gap was in left center. So I went Glaber because he likes hunting that area. As I was rethinking that thought process, I pictured Glaber's homer in my head, and I pictured it hitting the wall, Stanton fielding it, and throwing someone out at second. So now my premonition is Stanton outfield assist.
So you thought you were watching Glaber hit.
It's like a dream. Like nothing.
You thought you were watching Glaber hit, and then when you saw the ball, it hit the wall. Stanton was fielding.
Ready for
he
it?
He threw the runner
turned
out
and
second.
Fired, threw the runner out at second. So that's my premonition. That was an honest to God one. That just came to my head, and I didn't even know it.
That's awesome. That's the goods.
Yeah? You know when you have a dream, and like you're in an elevator, and then you're on an airplane, and you don't know why?
Yeah.
How many dreams you have, Zach?
Zach.
At night while sleeping.
How many at night?
Yeah.
Like two max?
Lifetime?
No, I mean like, you mean like one
sleep? Oh, in one night?
How often do you dream?
Yeah.
I've been told it's not that often. Or in comparison to other people I know that dream.
Did you have a recurring dream as a child?
No. Nothing that stands out.
What's the dream that stands out in your head?
Jeez.
Like I have one spaceship dream. I was like on a spaceship.
That's badass. I have a dream that I get shot. I'm at a party or a house, and then people come shooting, and I'm hiding in like a shrub in the front yard.
Yeah.
And just trying to hold my breath and hiding. And then on their way out, they see me and they shoot me, and I start bleeding. I wake up. That's a reoccurring dream for me.
So scary. What's yours?
That's real, too. If anyone's a therapist, we're on to
Zach.
About.
We're on to Zach.
I had one dream that I remember. I was like, had this as a kid. I was jumping on a trampoline, and I just jumped once, and I just kept going up.
Oh, that's
just
so
kept
cool.
Going up.
It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
But like, it was like in a scary way. Like, it didn't stop.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my like, God. If I fall.
I want to come down, or I don't want to come down.
Yeah.
I had a dream once. Do you remember this dream that I had once? I only had this one once, but I went to pee, and I undid my zipper at the urinal, and I reached in to grab my my junk so I can pee, and it was just a black hole, and my arm just kept sinking in and sinking into my elbows. That was a super weird dream.
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan says that he has that exact same dream. I don't know if he's joking or not, but I have the dream where I get shot dead hiding in a bush a lot.
He's pretty freaked out.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.